Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited you're joining me today because we are 40 days now from the resurrection of Jesus. Can you believe it? We passed through Passover, and now we're getting ready to come into Pentecost. And so 40 days after the resurrection, what happened? But Jesus ascended. This is in accordance with Acts chapter 1. The first three scriptures talk about the fact that Jesus ascended and he went up into heaven after he spent 40 days on the earth, teaching and training and revealing himself to the disciples. And so I'm so excited because 10 days after the 40 is 50, and that is Pentecost. And that's going to happen on June 11th and 12th. All right, 11th starting at sundown. That is the sixth of Sivan, which is the time when God met the Israelites on Mount Sinai, and he gave the Torah, he gave the commandments. He called the people to himself, and he said, "You're my royal priesthood, my holy nation." So we're traveling with him in the book of Exodus. They are still receiving supernatural provision, manna from heaven. They're gathering quails in their front yard, water from a rock. Miracles are happening. God is revealing that he is a great and mighty giver, and he should continue to be revealing that to you. Why? Because we are still in understanding the covenant of provision. So it's a celebration time. Jesus ascended on ER 27, which would be tonight at sundown. So there was a great ascension time that took place. And right before Jesus went, what did he say? He told his disciples, he said, "Listen, go wait for me in the upper room, because the power of the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, and you're going to be my disciples, and you're going to carry the message all over the world." So we have the Old Testament thing that's happening and the New Testament thing, all right? So the New Testament thing is that Jesus ascended tonight, all right, which is amazing and remarkable. And he, before he did that, he told his disciples to go in that upper room. That's the New Testament thing. Then 10 days later, they went into the upper room, they waited, and they received tongues of fire came upon them. That's June 11th at sundown. But also on June 11th at sundown is what? It is also the 50 days in which the Israelites were walking toward Mount Sinai, all right, and they were seeing all the supernatural miracles, and then God brought forth his Torah on the mountain. So the Israelites, or the Jewish people, recognize this as a time where God speaks to them in his word. He reveals who he is. So Jews have a relationship with God through the Torah, which are the first five books of our Bible, right? The Hebrew Bible, also our Old Testament for Gentile Christians, all right, or Messianic believers. So this is a very, very special time because it's power packed with two things. We're remembering the ascension. We're remembering the baptism by fire that was received by the disciples, which is the Spirit of the Lord comes upon those who have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And that remembrance is in Acts chapter 2. That's coming this same time. So all that will take place next week. The remembrance of the Torah on Mount Sinai and the calling forth of the royal priesthood, and in the New Testament, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But this week, we focus on the ascension. Now, I do lots of teaching on the ascension. I teach a lot on the fact that when Jesus ascended into heaven, that became his place, that became his seat. And if you remember in John chapter 20, he spoke to Mary and he said, "Mary," this is right after the resurrection, so this would have been 40 days ago, he would have said to Mary, "Mary, don't touch me." This is in John chapter 20. He said, "Don't touch me, because I haven't yet gone to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." He didn't want Mary to cling to him because the next levels were coming, and it was the next levels of ascension. And living the ascension life is what God wants for us. This is one of my expertises, teaching people to live in the realms of the ascension, teaching people to bring through the portal of heaven the kingdom being made manifest in the earth, because we stay seated with Christ in heavenly places. We know this from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, right? The Apostle Paul says, "We, the church, are seated with Christ in heavenly places." So Jesus is our evidence of heaven and the ascension place, all right? He actually went up, and when he went up, up. He sent the promise of the Holy Spirit to come and be with us who believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Do you believe in Jesus as Yeshua Messiah, your Lord and Savior? If you believe that he came and he died on a cross and shed his blood, he was buried, he died, he was buried, he resurrected 40 days ago, and he ascended and took his proper position, then you are a Christian, right? Or you are a Messianic Jew. If you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you have Jewish blood, or you are Jewish by religion and you've received Jesus, you are Messianic. And so with that, that means that you recognize Yeshua as Messiah, and he is one who has now reconciled you to the Father through his pure shed blood and through his resurrection, and now you're properly seated. So if we're properly seated, our whole lives change, right? Everything about your life is going to change. The way you see things are going to change. The way you pray is going to change. The way you impact the earth for the kingdom is going to change. Ascension living should be the daily living of our church today. No, this isn't anything foreign. The Apostle Paul talked about this more than 2,000 years ago. And you know what? He lived it out. How do I know he lived it out? Because when he was flogged, when he was in prison, when he underwent intense persecution for his belief in Jesus as his Lord and Savior, he kept his position. And he wanted the church to know that, which is he wrote tons of letters to all the different churches explaining, church, this is where we need to be. This is in line with your spiritual gifts. Remember, Jesus, who had ascended, first descended, and then he ascended, and he gave gifts unto men. And so listen, this is incredibly important, that the power that you carry, even the spiritual gifting that you have, comes from ascension. It comes from the ascension gifts. It comes because Jesus ascended, then he descended, he got the keys from Sadie's, he ascended, and then he gave gifts to men. So to learn to walk in the power of the Lord, understanding the ascension is a key element. Now, this week, God is going to be reinforcing some things in your life, okay? So not only is it a celebration of the fact that we're called to live the ascension life, but it's also in line with Exodus again. Why? Because God is calling the people to the mountain, and he is providing covenant partnership with him, where he's revealing how good he is and what it is that he has to bring to the people. He wants relationship, and he does that through being a giver. So again, God is stretching us. He's stretching us in the ascension and in our giving, and understanding that the measure you use in your giving shall be measured unto you. So if you're going through a testing time for supernatural provision, God is releasing covenant wealth strategies. He is releasing how he wants his people to think during this time. Remember, you're a part of the royal priesthood. He's calling you to the mountain. He's revealing his word and what is written. He is also revealing his spirit through the baptism by fire. So it's a very, very special time, these 50 days. Now, I have some scriptures I want to read to you, okay? I want you to read Acts chapter 1, of course, and 2, okay? Because we're coming up on the Sixth of Sivan, where we're going to be focusing on the Torah being received and also the baptism by fire. But this week alone is a time where we need to remember that there are testings that are taking place in the areas of provision in your life. And I know that it's been difficult, and I know that you've been humbled, and I know you've been going, God, listen, I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, I had all this provision, I'm not sure where it went. Or, Lord, you're stretching me in every area. You're making me try and believe through my circumstances that you're going to provide more for me than what I currently have. Lord, you're stretching me. Okay, so that is probably the language that you've been praying. Lord, you're humbling me. You're testing me. You're proving me. You're revealing to me things about you. Yes, this is a great revelation time. It was for the Israelites. It even was for the disciples, because they had gone through this whole ordeal of seeing their Lord and Savior die, be buried, resurrect, then come and be with them for 40 days, then ascend today, okay? And then have him say, listen, go and wait in this upper room, and I'm going to bring the promise, which is going to come 10 days later. So this is a radical time. It's an exciting time, all right? Let's get to this testing. There's testing, there's proving, there's things like this that are happening. And I want to read to you what God is doing. He's testing and he's reproving and he's humbling. Why? Because the word tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 8, which is very, very vital for this time, that God wants us to live in his commandments. Now we're getting ready to come up on a great day in 10 days from now, which is going to be Sivan 6, which is going to be Pentecost, okay? So it's a very, very powerful time. So he's telling the people through Moses, he says, listen, I want you to obey my commandments that you may live, you may multiply, and you may possess. All right, let me read this to you. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 8. The Lord's provision in the desert. All the commandments which I command thee this day, you shall observe to do, that you may live, you may multiply, and you may go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. And you shall remember all the way which the Lord thy God led you 40 years in the wilderness to humble you, to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and he suffered you to hunger. And he fed you with manna, which you knew not and your fathers did not know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Now, live means to revive. And God calls us to be revived every day. I mean, that's what Pentecost is all about in 10 days, right? It is all about the time that we are learning to live by the power of the Spirit. We're learning to revive ourselves. Now, in heaven, there's a constant revival going on, okay? Well, actually, it's not even a revival. It is a constant state of living life in abundancy and fullness. We need revival here because we burn out and we need to be revived, okay? That's because we live in the realms of the earth. We live in the soulish realms. We have a consistent fight that's taking place. Now listen, the more you learn to live in the realms of the ascension, the less your fight is. The more you learn to pray from the ascension realms, the more you learn to command and declare and decree, but stop fighting everything, okay? That's what happens. You begin to live in a place of the rest and peace of Hebrews chapter 4. But now back to Deuteronomy chapter 8. So he said that this would be a time of testing and proving and humbling so that the people would know how to follow the Lord's commandments. Remember, they didn't know him. They didn't know his commandments, okay? They did not know who he was and that he could be trusted and that he loved them. They knew that they had experienced a tremendous amount of deliverance that took place and supernatural miracles, and they saw amazing things happen when Pharaoh released them and let them go. But now is the time they had to learn to live and to multiply and to possess nations and to walk in this possession that God was getting ready to give them, this promised land, which was far greater than they've ever even imagined. They didn't know how to manage that land. So God had to test them and he had to prove them. Now listen, God is taking you to great places. And as we pass through Pentecost, you're going to get ready to step into new levels of promise. There's going to be new levels of possessing the land. Come on, I'm prophesying to you right now. New levels of possessing the land are coming to you. This time of testing and proving is going to reveal to you that which is going to hold you back from the land that God is taking you to. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. See, he needed to show you what was in your heart, whether or not you would obey his commandments, whether or not you would follow after every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. And that word mouth in the Old Testament is the word pay. Everything that flows from the mouth of God is prophetic. It's rhema. It comes forth. We are to live by his word. We are to stand by his word. We're to stand by what is written. And that's what the celebration of this week is coming up for. It's the celebration of his word and his Spirit. So we're to learn to walk by hearing the power of the Lord speak to us, walking in his presence, responding to the written word of God, responding to the word of God spoken into our hearts and into our lives. Those who walk by the Spirit will keep the law. We are called to live like this. This is a celebration of the fact that though you've been humbled and tested, God revealed to you what cannot go into the new land. And what cannot go into the new land is anything that is going to cause you to focus on your needs for provision, protection, and acceptance. You got to have this mastered. You have to know that you have all provision, protection, and acceptance in Christ. But listen, this soul of ours is constantly telling us we don't have enough. We got to get more, get more, get more. And God is saying, no, I'm turning you into a giver. I'm turning you into stepping into the realms of ascension, into the kingdom on earth, which means there is a giving portal. It is a portal of no restriction. It is where you live in a realm of every measure you use then brings forth a greater measure. It is a realm of giving. Part of the commandments of God revolve around us being the givers. If he's going to reveal himself and he's going to do all of this and show us what a great giver he is, we're to emulate him and we're to be a great giver in return. The culture of heaven is giving. It's not getting. No one fears there. But see, the Israelites feared when they walked in the desert for all those years. They feared they wouldn't have enough. And God had to train them. Listen, there's always enough with me. And there's always more than enough. And if you felt this month that you didn't have enough for something, if you felt this month that you were like, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to pay all my bills. I'm not sure that this promise that God has for me is really going to come to pass. That devil is a liar. Because God is just giving you a divine setup. What he's doing is showing you that every word that proceedeth from his mouth, every word that is written, that is what you are to follow, and then all blessing will come. You will live, you will multiply, and you will possess when you put your ear to hearing him and obeying his commandments. He wants a people that is going to worship him and serve him alone. He wants a people that is going to listen and obey his word. He wants a people that is going to move in alignment with him. And listen, when God takes you to the promised land, when you get ready to step into this new promise that's coming, because come on, this summer, God is getting ready to prepare you for what's happening in the fall timeframe, because it's a double portion in the fall. But you're getting ready to start accelerating even more than you are now. This is somewhat of an acceleration, but it's also a time of revelation and revealing the things in your heart that cannot go with you into this new land. See, the new land means God gives you everything. It's all taken care of. All you got to do is listen and obey, and it's there for you. All right. This is a training time. This is a time of preparation, these 40 days. And then we're going to celebrate the power of the Holy Spirit and his word given on Mount Sinai. We're a royal priesthood of people called to bring kingdom dominion in the earth. That's what you're called to do. You're called to bring the dominion of the king into the earth. But you got to know how the king's company works, how the king's banquet works, how the king's heavenly throne and all that's there and all that's in the heavenly places and spaces, the realms of the ascension, how they operate so that you can make a difference in the earth today. Come on, I'm prophesying to somebody. God is getting ready to advance you. He's getting ready to advance relationships, business, finances, creative wealth strategies. Arts are going to come to you, book writing, all kinds of creative ideas, things like that. But those things aren't to become your God. All they are is word that God is bringing forth, revelation that God is bringing forth to show you what's coming, but he wants your heart. The heart is proved and tested when a revelation of how much we need to get, how much greed, how much jealousy, how much envy, how much we're focused on ourselves and having our personal needs met. That's what holds us back from the great promise. But when we step into the promised land, we have passed through into being a great giver. And in being a great giver, we emulate God himself, who gave the one and only sacrifice, which was his son, that we might have the eternal life of everlasting giving, everlasting being in the promised land, everlasting having the heart and mind of God, which is only to give. Our God wants to give us so much, and he wants us to be the givers of all that he wants to bring forth. The enemy has restricted us, but it's time to live in the realms of no restriction, and live in those realms of no restriction is a realm of intense giving. It's where God gives you something and you know you don't need it. You're just going to give it away. It's where you stop thinking every day about, I got to get. And you start thinking about, how can I give? You start stepping into the fullness of joy of giving. Why? Because you're complete. Somebody who has everything and doesn't need anything can be a total giver. Jesus died, buried, resurrected, and ascended to give you everything so you don't have a need. you can then be used as a tool to bless others. You can be used as a kingdom ambassador because you don't need anything. You won't be tempted by the devil because he can't tempt you with what you need because you have everything that you need. See, God is doing amazing things and he's enlisted you to live in the realms of the ascension, to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth through that portal of giving. So the testing and the proving was so you would live, so you would multiply, and so you would possess the nations that are before you. And that level of possession means to live within the realms of occupying. An occupation means you don't have a need. You can rule and live and be in complete joy, happiness, peace, and rest. Yes, folks, it is possible. So this testing time reveals what needs to be changed in you. Come on, somebody needs to share this with a friend. Say, friend, I've sent you this video because something needs to be changed in you. And God has been knocking on your door. And some of your frustration is only that God is humbling you to test you and prove to you that it might go well with you in the great land that God is bringing you. See, what I love so much about God, he gives us everything. He tells us the great places he's taking us. So he sets the whole stage. And then he says, now listen, I got to work on these few areas with you because they're going to get in the way when I give you all the things that I want to give you. So he's such a great dad. He wants to give us so much. And because he wants to give us so much, he knows that the enemy will ensnare us with all the blessings that God's going to give us unless he tests our heart and he proves us. And he helps us to learn to live by every word that he has spoken out of his mouth. Because if we cannot live that way, we cannot handle all the great things that God's going to do in us and through us, all the great things he's going to give us. God doesn't want you worshiping the things. He doesn't want you worshiping the promise. He doesn't even want you worshiping the creative ideas that he's going to bless you with. No, he wants your focus on him while he takes you to these great places. But you got to know about you. And the only way to know about you is to be humbled and tested. And that's what the Israelites learned this week, how to be humbled and tested. And so the disciples learned through that whole process of watching their Lord and Savior die, bury, resurrect, and now ascend. And then they were obedient to go stand in the upper room. And that's what we're going to celebrate next week, is that in the receiving of the Torah on Mount Sinai. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation called to be his people. Let us be his people and let us respond as he responds. All right, share this with a friend right now because somebody needs to hear this word. Their testing is for a reason. It's to prove and humble, because what God is doing and where he's taking you, you need to have this extra education. The proving means teaching, okay? God's got to teach you some things before he gives you the new lots that are getting ready to come to you, the new blessings getting ready to come to you. He doesn't want your focus on that. He wants your focus on him. Come on, somebody needs to learn how to be a giver today. That's right. Come on, raise your hand. You got to learn how to give way beyond where you're giving, way beyond where you're giving. And I don't even mean just so much financially. We always look at giving from a financial standpoint. Yes, we are to give financially, but you need to just give of yourself in like whatever capacity. You need to stop waking up every morning going, oh, I got to get this done. I got to get that done. See, everything out of our mouth is get, get, get. We got to move away from the gets and we got to move in to the gives. Now listen, I do a lot of this teaching in my book, Soul Transformation, Your Personal Journey. And there are great coaches. Here's a copy of the book right here. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at CandiceSmithman.com. There is tremendous coaches that I have that are in my Dream Mentors Biblical Life Coaching School, my Transformational Life Coaching School. And they run their own schools and they use my curriculum and they teach and they train. So if you want to take a 6-week soul transformation course, we offer that through Dream Mentors. Just reach out to us and we will connect you with the coach. We will get you ready and prepared so you can get rid of the get and start living in the give. Do you know how much freedom it surrounds you when you wake up every day and you don't have to focus on what you're going to get today. And I mean, like, in every respect, not only what you're not going to eat, you know, what you're not going to wear, you know, these kind of things don't even become important to you. You're living in a whole other realm. You're living in the realms of the ascension. You got to get your soul transformed. That's what Deuteronomy chapter 8 is all about. Listen, God is establishing covenant with his people so that we can rule the kingdom. So anyhow, sign up for one of our soul transformation classes today. Just go to dreamenters.org. And click on any one of those coaches there. You can sign up with them. Some of them are doing 6-week soul transformation courses right now. Reach out to us at info@dreamenters.org or go to info@candacesmithman.com and tell us you want a coach and you want to go through the 6-week soul transformation course. We're going to get you hooked up with somebody. And then, you know, I'm talking about the ascension. Jesus ascended tonight. Woo-hoo-hoo. Hallelujah. Well, listen, you want to learn to live in the realms of the ascension, heavenly portals. Listen, this teaching is what you need. Listen, this will help you stay in those places. This will help you learn how to live in the realms of the ascension. That's our home now. That's our place. Listen, you're just a visitor here. You need to learn to live in that spot. And I've got great audio teachings online too. Go to CandaceSmithman.com and you can download all those audio teachings. Now listen, I want to encourage you. Come join me on Tuesday, June 18th. I do my Zoom class every month. Maximize your prophetic potential. Come online with me. I bring a prophetic word from the Hebrew calendar. I'm also going to teach you and train you to live in the realms of the ascension. It is one of my expertise. Come on. And listen, if you haven't already gotten a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, I'm looking for a copy of it right now so I can show it to you. Right here. Here we go. This book right here. If you don't have a copy of this book, you need to get a copy of this book, because I'm telling you, I'm reading in there right now is the revelation of the ascension on ER 27. All you have to do is turn to the month of ER and the revelation on day 27. This is where we're at right now. Come on. And then you're also going to read all about the Israelites and their journey. Every single day, I take you on through a prophetic revelation every day of what is happening on the Hebrew calendar. It is amazing. You want to keep up with what the Holy Spirit is doing in the earth today? This is the book with the times and seasons. Grab a hold of it. Go to Amazon, go Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Go into the bookstore. They're in the bookstore. Or contact my ministry at CandaceSmithman.com. We're going to get you a copy. I also have teachings on all the different feasts, and we're coming up on the Feast of Pentecost. Now, this is very, very important. It is time to sow a seed again. Listen, break free out of the mold that you're in and step into the freedom that God has for you in the season of Pentecost. So next week on Sivan 6, which is June 11th at sundown, June 12th, will be Pentecost. And in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 16 through 18, it says specifically, 3 times a year you're to come before the Lord and bring him an offering. One of those is the Feast of Passover. We just had that 40 days ago. The Feast of Pentecost, which is coming in 10 days, and the Feast of Tabernacles, which is going to happen in October. 3 times a year, you're to come and bless the Lord with an offering. It is his party. It is one of his sanctified feasts. It is a time that we're to come and we're to bless the Lord. Now, I share that with you all in here. There are seasons for sowing. You've got to find out the right seasons. The church is not going to tell you this because the church doesn't know the right seasons. Because Constantine got the church off of the Hebrew calendar and put us on the Gregorian calendar. So we are all messed up. We do not know the right times and seasons. But this book will tell you when the right times and seasons are to sow in accordance with the Word of God. The Church of Jesus Christ does not know this. People gone to seminary, they don't know this because they don't teach classes on the Hebrew calendar. Unless you know the Hebrew calendar, you don't have a clue. And that was part of Constantine's plan. It was to get us off of the Hebrew calendar so that he could have more power. Now, it's time now, church, to get back on the Hebrew calendar. We can go side by side, Gregorian and Hebrew, and God has made a way. My book blends both calendars. So you know what day it is on the Gregorian and you know what day it is on the Hebrew, so you don't miss the right times and seasons. So sow that seed today. Sow it into any ministry that has been a blessing to you, any nonprofit organization, your church, wherever it is. Even though your church doesn't probably know about this, sow a seed in your church and bless your church. Because why? Because any blessings that go to the church are blessings that go to God. Any blessings that go to ministries are blessings that go to God. So sow a seed today. And this is Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 16 through 18. Read it yourself. All right, I provided you with a lot of information today. Woohoo! This was a Holy Ghost teaching. So let's live in the realms of the ascension. Celebrate Jesus ascended and he took the church with him. Celebrate you're being tested and proved during this time. Why? Because the covenant that God has with you establishes you as a kingdom citizen. He's testing what's in your heart because he's taking you to the land of promise. And I'm telling you, things are going to start to accelerate even beyond where they've been. And God had to show you what was in your heart so he could give you more blessing to be able to carry. All right. Share this with a friend today. God's got great things in store. And then join me next week because we're going to talk about Pentecost. All right. Be blessed. Peace out. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.